Unit 42. Recording 56. Exam practice. Listening, part 4. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people talk about aspects of the natural world. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H, the person who is speaking. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H, the idea that each speaker is expressing. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
Here at the Millennium Seed Bank, we work with 50 partner countries. We collect seeds from alpine, coastal, and island ecosystems, as these are most vulnerable to climate change. Plants from arid locations can tolerate being dried out and frozen for many years, but those from moist tropical areas are harder to store. Our initial aim was to store seeds from all the UK's native plants. We've now achieved this, apart from a few species that are either very rare or whose seeds are particularly difficult to store. What's even more remarkable is that we've achieved the goal of banking seeds from 10% of the world's flora. Our next target is to conserve 25% of the world's plant species by 2020.
Speaker 2.
Throughout the country, we have inherited a legacy of first-class public parks. Today, every town has a park to be proud of, and many are historically important. The Victorians invented and shaped the concept of public parks, and this influenced the creation of parks in America and elsewhere. Recognising the need for places to relax and to exercise, the top landscape designers of the day were commissioned to lay out new parks. My research clearly shows that the promoters and champions of the first public parks also saw them as a way of boosting the local economy by making towns attractive places to work and live. These parks were conceived as places where all sections of society could enter free of charge and mix freely.
Speaker 3.
We all need power, and I believe microgeneration is the way forward. It's quiet and efficient, and I expect to earn back what I pay out in a very short time because we're located on the windy coastal road. I farm beef cattle, and last year the electricity bill was £2,500. Next year, I'm hoping to pay nothing and make a profit by selling some back to the national grid. So if we can save money and produce surplus energy, I'll be very happy. Don't forget, we've been harnessing wind power since the 12th century to mill grain and pump water. But now wind will play an even more important role as we face rising fuel costs and a growing population.
Speaker 4.
All the animals that have arrived from the overnight emergency clinic or that were brought in early are examined first. If they need surgery or hospitalisation, they'll be admitted. The emergency doctor usually calls to discuss cases from the emergency clinic. This is followed by the morning rounds. All patients in the clinic are examined and the owners phoned with progress reports. At the same time, animals being admitted for surgery are examined and the procedure discussed with owners. After they are admitted, technicians take blood samples and then it's time for appointments or surgery. Personally, I like to do surgery early in the day as this allows patients to recover throughout the day while there are plenty of staff to monitor progress.
Speaker 5.
Here's what I'd suggest doing in the next week or so. Clip your hedges and prune your shrubs, cutting out dead, diseased branches. Plant shrubs and trees while the soil is still warm. Aerate lawns and remove moss and dead grass to encourage healthy growth next season. Incidentally, now is an ideal time to put down a new lawn. Next, check the readiness of fruit and vegetables. Apples and pears should be gently lifted with the hand. If the stalk remains on the fruit but parts easily from the tree, it is ready to be picked. Sweet corn should be ripe enough to harvest, but remember that it deteriorates quickly, so you should use it as soon as possible after picking.
Now listen to part 4 again.